This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Maddie's last day working with us. It's official. Guys, why did you just fucking cut the music, Maddie? Because you weren't fucking paying attention. That's why. Welcome to the show, guys. I'm Luis J. Gomez. I'm with Zach Rico.
Hey, buddy. Great to be here today.
Chris Scopo.
Thank you so much for having me.
Why, Luis?
So happy to have Karen to get right now.
Hi, guys.
Luis is so tense there.
I'm really tense. I'm going to be honest with you, people. Yeah. I'm fucking here. All right, ready?
Well, congrats on that.
I'm completely sober for 5 days. I'm talking about no weed, no alcohol. Scopa just offered me an Adderall, which I turned
like,
down.
Do you want to calm down?
Because No.
You were getting so tense.
Can I take it? Let's split it.
All right. I got to go get it if you want me to get it.
No,
leave. Yeah, leave, Scopa.
It would help the first 15 minutes of the show. I'm not going to lie. So here's the deal, right? We do this whole setup. We do the mic check. We check the cameras. One of your dumb heads hit the camera.
It was my head.
Okay. So Maddie's not watching. So the camera's just facing Zach's dumb fucking head. I look at it. I'm like, what's going on? So I go, Maddie, fix the fucking camera.
It
I fix the camera.
Why is this a funny seeking camera?
And then I go fix it, and as I'm yelling at Maddie because I'm fixing the camera, it's making me so angry that I have to fix it. Maddie fucks up and hits the button on the thing and stops the intro music.
Yeah, well,
God damn it, Maddie! Still waiting for the apology. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast, guys.
Yeah, me too.
No, you're not getting a fucking apology. You
from
fucked
your mother
up.
For having you.
Whatever. Not arguing.
No, you're goddamn right. You're not arguing.
Yep.
You fucked up. Right. I know Scopo's head hit it, but it's your job. Here's the thing. You're right in front of the computer. How am I from across the room looking at what you're supposed to be looking
here's
at?
Here's what happens. Here's what you do. Every time you fuck, like 2 seconds before you yell at me, every time it happens, we both notice at the same time, and then you fucking fix it, and I catch shit for it.
We shouldn't have started the show without the cameras pointing
at
us.
It wasn't like that. And if it,
no,
was,
it was.
If it was, it's because the fucking intro block was in front
of
everything.
No. I saw it from across the room. How did I know that the camera wasn't set up? Maddie, you're just wrong. So don't stop arguing.
Whatever.
You're just fucking wrong.
Whatever.
Stop arguing with me.
Hey, guys, this is a little inside real ass podcast.
Shut the fuck up, Scopo. You're wrong, Maddie. Okay. And I want you to stop arguing with me because from across the room, I noticed that the camera wasn't pointed at us. Okay? And you're sitting right in front of the computer and it's your job. So I just did your job and now you're annoyed with me. Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. God damn it, guys. Welcome to the show. Welcome. By the way, I don't want to start the show off this way ever, but I would just like to start our fucking show off the right way once. I would like there to be no fucking mistakes because we are a fucking professional network. That's the idea. We're supposed to have a professional network. This isn't our fucking competition out there. I know that podcasts are supposed to be made for fucking assholes who don't know what they're doing, but we're supposed to be fucking professionals here at the Gas Digital Network, guys. And if you want t-shirts, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. You can grab t-shirts for the Real Ass Podcast, the SDR Show, Dave Smith's Part of the Problem, and I believe starting on Monday or Tuesday, we're going to have High Society Radio shirts as well, guys. So I'm done fucking arguing. I'm done doing it. Are you leaving now, Maddie? Is that what's happening?
Oh, stupid.
He's going to come in with a gun to shoot you.
I hope he does, because I want the opportunity to take that gun from him and put a bullet in his head. I'm not going to kill him, but if he ever tried to kill me, I would fucking take the gun and kill him. Trust me. Welcome to the show, guys. Hi, Karen.
Hi. So stressful.
I'm sorry. You know what it is?
I'm sweating.
You also stressed me out too, Karen.
Why?
You showed up late.
Maddie, showed up right on time.
Will you open the window, please? Thank you.
She's not late because she had to put a bra on.
Thank you. No, I was getting my butt eaten.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Welcome to the show. I apologize for all that shit. That will be edited out in the
fucking...
I don't
want to be cold, though, Maddie. Just like keep it at like 70.
This fucking poor kid. I swear.
Maddie, don't listen to anybody but me, okay? Don't give me a look like, oh, what is she? I don't care what she just fucking said. She showed up 1 minute before the show. She's the one who set me off.
What the hell?
Yeah. You talk about how I was so early today?
Yeah, and Scopo was early.
And I waited in the elevator for 3 minutes.
Can I tell you, that's bugging me too. When Scopo doesn't fuck up, now that's setting me off.
Yeah.
Everything is not right
he
today.
He has no idea who to yell at. Yeah.
Scopo's adequacy fucks up the world.
I can't even handle it.
Yeah.
He showed up 15 minutes early and that set me off. Welcome to the
if
show.
If you say
guys.
Something funny, he's going to jump out the window.
Zach, give me a line.
Holy shit, guys. Welcome to the show. Yeah, and I am sober. Welcome, guys. Welcome. I don't know if I'm going to be sober for life, but I'm definitely going to be sober.
You can try for a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
You wake up like refreshed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really having positive effects.
But you know what? You know what it is, though? As soon as I got sober, I ended up getting sick.
That's because you're used to withdrawals? Having like alcohol and stuff in your system to fight off the bacteria.
No, he hasn't had alcohol in a while.
Yeah, I guess.
You haven't had alcohol in a while.
Maybe his weed. Can you get withdrawals from weed?
I don't know.
You're sweating.
But I am.
Yeah, you are sweating right now.
Because I'm angry. I'm angry, guys. And I'm drinking coffee in a hot room.
With a sweater on.
Yeah. It's a huge cup.
Okay. Look, guys. Welcome to the show.
I haven't had a drink since Monday.
Really? Are you not drinking either?
Well, I decided last week, too. I'm going to stop drinking during the week.
That you really want this hand job from Karen.
Yeah.
Any way necessary.
Dude, do you know what it's like for me to give up beer? It's insanity.
I like beer.
It's probably as bad as you giving up weed.
If you guys haven't been following along on Zach Watch, Zach has been on the Real Ass Diet now for...
2 months.
2 months, okay? He's been losing weight. For a while, he couldn't register on the scale, okay? Mm-hmm. We got...
It was for people.
We got an official... weigh-in on Zach last week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was it 319 pounds. Right, Maddie?
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't know.
What? You're...
I'm just seething.
If you can't happy for my weight loss and my health, I don't know what you can be happy for, Maddie.
I'm very happy that Zach is losing weight.
Maddie, I have moved on. I highly suggest you not bring that up again. I've moved on. I'm no longer mad at you. Okay. I'm moving on to the show. Stop fucking bringing it up. I don't care that you're seething. Deal with it inside of your head.
Well,
okay?
You asked me a question.
Do your job.
And then
your job
why
is...
I wasn't responding.
No.
That's why.
But your job is to respond when I ask you a question. Okay. Your job isn't to sit there and seethe and let our audience know that you're mad because you fucked up and I gave you shit for it. Okay. Thanks, Maddie. Appreciate it, buddy.
Sure.
Jesus fucking Christ. Does anybody care that Maddie's seething right now? I really, truly
fucking don't. I don't expect you to give a fuck.
I'm seething,
but
motherfucker.
Jesus Christ.
I'm seething. I'm seething. Because once again, you fucked up the beginning of the show. So don't bring it up again. I'm serious about that, dude. I want to fucking move on to the show. I want to talk about Zach losing weight. That's what I want to fucking do. God fucking damn it.
Talk about Zach getting his dumb dick touched.
Yeah. We'll see. Maddie, will you do me a favor? If you're not too seething, will you go grab the scale so we could fucking get a weigh-in for Zach?
I brought hand sanitizer just in case.
Oh, Jesus perfect. Christ. You're not going to need it.
She comes prepared. I love it. She knows. Always ready for a hand job.
Everybody's getting high fives after.
I imagine your dick is always a little slimy.
Yeah. Moist. Yeah. I hope you brought wart removal cream, too.
Karen, when you give him the hand job, are you, because it's going to happen. There's no way he's not going to get this hand job.
Right.
Are you going to use a glove, or is he allowed to use a glove?
Don't you think that would take all the rubbing?
Are we really going to start using protection now?
She's got to go bareback. She's got to go with the arm. Yeah, regular hand.
That'll take all the romance out of it if I use a glove.
This is like the world's slowest burning romance. You don't understand.
I know. I'm trying to think of the background music we're going to play.
Okay, so Zach did fucking 319 pounds last week. You weighed
it. But I would like to note, I definitely, because the scale is 330, I at least weighed 330. I would assume 340.
Well, no, here's the thing. If you weighed 330, we would have registered you. You were well beyond. You went into error zone.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't even know. You've probably lost 25 pounds already.
Yes. However, I completely understand the caveat where I need to be.
Yeah, you're registered. So gross that we couldn't even register you.
25 is 50.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. So let's get a new weigh-in now on the scale. Zach Amico, guys, getting his official weigh-in.
Did you poop this morning?
Yes, I did.
You did. All right, good,
damn
Zach.
It. Damn it.
So Zach weighed in 319 pounds. He took his shoes off. Now he's learning, too. He takes his shoes off.
He's having them.
Okay, look at his boobs are perkier.
Let's see. You got to step on it and then step off it. Boom. It'll give you a reading.
There you go.
Zach Amico. Ooh.
318.6.
Still the same. Zach, what happened in the past week?
It's muscle.
Here, come sit over here for a minute.
Sometimes, you know, you lose plateauing. Weight fast, then you stop.
He's plateauing. Yeah. This is good for me.
Look at, by the way, look how excited Karen is right now.
Wait, is there a time limit on this?
Nope.
You got to put a time limit on
where
it.
Where is the
you
contract give, that we never signed?
You got to give like 4 months.
The time limit
months.
On this is my life. This is a race against the clock.
Well, yeah, I mean,
muscle weighs more than fat, right? So maybe he's just building some muscle.
Can I tell you something, Karen, though? You don't want a time limit. Can I explain to you why?
What?
If you give him a time limit, then you're going to send him into, like, overhaul mode. Yeah. So if we say a month, I guarantee you're jerking this guy off in a month. Yeah. If you just say no time limit, Zach, do what you do. He's going to fuck up at one point. He had to have fucked up this past week. Something had to have happened this past week. Did you not cheat this week?
No, I had a cheat day on Sunday.
Oh, you had a cheat day on Sunday, Zach.
Yeah.
You don't want this girl to jerk you off. That's the truth. You'd rather have cheeseburgers than get a hand job from Karen.
Excuse me. It was a meatloaf sandwich. And I would say about even. It was pretty great.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, to be honest with you, I mean, a hand job, a great meal, or a hand job? What's better? I'd rather a fucking steak dinner. Like, go to like Peter Luger's and get like a steak.
Oh yeah, oh hell yeah, over a hand job?
A
yeah,
handy.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe you need to up the stakes, Karen.
Whoa. Let's all calm down.
Anal. how much weight would Zach have to lose in order to let him bang you in the butt?
Oh my god, I don't know, like 100 pounds.
That's completely doable.
That's doable. Well, you're throwing out numbers that are like achievable for this kid.
And by the way, anything you say on the Real Ass Podcast is officially a contract. Yeah, you just said that. So 100 pounds, you get anal.
That's fine.
Which is pretty nice.
Do you like anal, Zach?
Giving or receiving? I think it's overrated.
Yeah. Who the fuck likes
it's really
anal?
Just about degradation, isn't it? It doesn't feel better.
I don't know. I always would use it as a reward. Like, I would let guys like come in my
You're
asshole.
A good boy.
Yeah. Whoa. Slow down. Rewind.
Thanks for driving me to the mall, Dad.
You would let guys come in your asshole as a reward?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
That's fucking
what?
Disgusting.
Why? I don't want it. Then it's not really like all over me. Then it's like going in the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Karen
it's
is.
Quick cleanup.
Karen is disgusting, guys. Let it be known.
Yeah. I've never really had anal sex.
You've never put it in the butt?
I've tried. I can't. It hurts the girl. Like, she's like, it feels weird. She's like, it's like, that's sexy. It's sexy when the girl goes, stop.
Yeah, the move is the girl has to lie on her back and put her legs up toward her shoulders. That's the least painful way of entry.
The path of least resistance.
Yeah.
Or if she's just blacked out.
Then she doesn't feel anything.
Yeah.
Excited about today's show. Last night, what was last? Or I guess was there a debate last night? Everyone's freaking out about Trump, who happens to be this week's
real ass dude.
Yeah.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Real ass dude of the week, Donald J. Trump. Apparently, during the debate last night, he addressed the, not the rumors, but I guess they keep on saying since he has small hands, he probably has a small dick. So he addressed that. I believe it's the first presidential candidate to ever comment on his dick size. So can you pull that up, Maddie?
I also happen to call him a lightweight, okay? And I have said that, so I would like to take that back. He's really not that much of a lightweight. And as far as, and I have to say this, he hit my hands. Nobody has ever hit my hands. I've never heard of this one. Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee.
How can you not like this guy? I'm sorry. He's hilarious.
I mean, well, that's the thing, right? When I step back, if he wasn't running for president, I mean, I would vote for him for anything else. Like, anything else. That's a fucking real-ass dude move right there, okay? But because he's trying to be the president of the United States of America.
Okay, immediately I don't trust him to go to any Asian country now.
Who does that though? Who mentions their dick size during a presidential debate?
A guy who gives no fucks.
Yeah, he gives no fucks. I mean,
about people or the country or making sure we don't get bombed.
Do we care though? Like, here's the thing. Do we really think that there's a difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? Like, is there really a difference? Is there one?
Yeah, I think Donald can't be bought. Everyone hates all both sides hate Donald Trump, Republicans and Democrats, because he's not going to go. He's not going to play ball.
Yeah, but
them.
Here's the thing:
Hillary will.
I think
play more
I
ball.
Truly believe that the president is just going to fucking play ball. Okay, no, I don't believe to me or you. The bottom line, okay, right here, the way we live our lives, if Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton is the president, I don't think it's going to make any true difference in our lives at all, not even slightly.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely will.
I think it might fuck up diplomatic relations with other countries.
That's exactly. The only thing I think it will be is that we will, if Donald Trump becomes a president of this country, it will just be even more of a mockery to the rest of the world. So just because of that alone, I kind of don't want this guy to be the representation for us. You know what I'm saying? I think he's great. I'd say give him another fucking reality show. I would watch him on TV 10 out of 10 times. Yeah. He's great. But I just don't want to fucking have people, you know, he really does say these very over-the-top things, borderline racist, borderline just, you know, really extreme views on Muslims and building a fucking wall to keep Mexicans out. It's like, I don't know, man.
By the way, Lewis's idea of borderline racism is calling all Mexicans rapists.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's just, I wasn't even talking about that. That was an accurate statement. And by the way, he also didn't call all Mexicans rapists. The statement, I believe, and it was also wrong, was he was talking about illegal immigrants that come to this country being criminals and rapists.
They work too hard to have time to rape.
Yeah. But I mean,
they're making our pizzas.
They pretty much only rape each other, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, dude, I don't know. I'm not. I don't even want to make this like a political heavy show. I'm not voting. Are you guys voting?
Probably not.
No, I'm not voting. There's no point in voting.
If Bernie Sanders gets the,
I would vote for Bernie. Yeah.
Yeah, I would vote for Bernie if he gets it. But I'm starting to get scared.
He's not going to get it though.
But I wouldn't vote for Hillary either. I despise her.
Doesn't matter. You live in New York. It's a Democratic state. It'll always be Democrat.
Yeah, I don't really give a shit anyway. I haven't voted since the first year that I could vote. 2000, I turned 18.
I've never voted.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what it was? Because it was like during that whole Rock the Vote campaign, like in school, and we were all...
Lewis voted for Carson Daly.
Well, is no, that when Diddy went out and said vote?
We were waiting till we turned 18, and it just happened to be that the election year was the year 2000, and I turned 18 that year. So it was a perfect storm. If it was 6 months later, I just wouldn't have voted. I didn't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? The process of going and spending my morning voting for something that my vote doesn't actually matter seems like a huge waste of time. You know?
Our votes don't matter for shit.
Yeah.
Really, in year 2000, Al Gore won the popular vote, yet still didn't become president. Yeah. So that really just shows you the American vote didn't mean shit.
Karen, would you vote for, if you were going to vote, would you vote for a woman just because she's a woman?
No, not just because she's a woman, but I do feel like Bernie has pushed Hillary very far to the left, which is very good. And I think what she could still pick him as like her VP.
Mm. Bernie and Hill?
No. She's never,
a Jew and a woman? Oh my God.
What do you mean never?
I'd kill myself.
I think they like each other. Or she'll like appoint him to like Secretary of State or something.
Yeah. Secretary of Treasury, right?
Well, did you see?
Come on, the Jews.
Do you see now how like all like Christie is taking Trump's side because he wants a cabinet position? Yeah. That's what everyone's going to come in now and
she
like
just wants
whoever
to stock the cabinets with food.
Yes, guys, shitty political jokes all around, guys. Let's get these shitty political jokes out of the way now so we can move on and get back into our rape humor. This is
that's our real zone.
Yeah, this is that's not where we don't. This is not part of the problem. This is
super delicates. What did they change in a phone booth?
I still kind of like that one.
Yeah. That's the best joke I've ever said.
All right, let's. I want to move on to this. Zach, you sent me some shit. Here's what I asked these guys to do a while ago, and Zach's the only person who took the initiative to do it. I said, hey guys, when we come into the show, bring some ideas to the show, okay? If you have some things you want to talk about, you see a video, you see a story, you want to bring it. Zach, being the fucking man that he is the only one who's hit me up bringing anything to the table.
I did not know that we were doing that.
No, because you don't fucking listen. You're like Maddie. You don't listen.
Never.
So we weren't bringing that up. You bully.
No, because
don't you smirk at that either, cocksucker.
Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started again. I just fucking, his face is making me furious today. Maddie, I love you, buddy. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Yeah.
This is his birthday today?
It's been a great fucking...
Yeah, that was his birthday.
This is his birthday today? You're treating him like this? Fucking dick.
Happy birthday, Maddie. Do you want to sing happy birthday to yourself?
Really, all right, let's sing happy birthday. Ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Maddie.
You fuck up who never does anything right.
Waiting for
happy that. Birthday to you.
Karen, show him your tits.
And touch his dick. It wasn't today. It was yesterday, right, Maddie?
Yep.
Okay. See, it's not. I didn't talk to him that way on his birthday. It was the day after his birthday.
Yeah.
I texted him happy birthday yesterday, like a good friend.
You texted me happy birthday, faggot, which is fine, but let's just not get crazy.
That's an accurate text.
That's him showing love, though.
I didn't take it. Like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, what is this thing that you were?
Which one are we gonna do?
I want to do the video that you told me about. What is this?
Oh, I saw a video I really liked. There's a guy who has a medical condition that forces him to have about 100 orgasms a day.
Okay.
And I thought it was one of the... I felt bad for laughing because this is legitimately like a medical condition that's fucking this guy's life up.
Okay.
But it's just so funny to watch a guy come in his pants.
All right, I want to see this. Let's see this, Maddie. You got the video?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is 100 orgasms a day. There's no way this is real. Has this been Snopes?
God. Father of two, Dale Decker, suffers from a rare...
It must be real. It's a British accent.
...that leads to him suffering up to 100 unwanted orgasms a day.
Already. Pause already.
There's nothing...
Just suffering unwanted orgasms is a little bit of a... It's a little bit of an extreme. It's not a suffering, you know?
Is he jizz? How much jizz does this
guy
have?
He actually ejaculates?
I'd assume he has to rebuild, but he's got to be out. He's got to be shooting dust.
You got to be out by 30. You gotta be done.
Have you ever stayed out? Remember when you stay home from school and you jerk off like 5 times in a row in a day?
And then the fifth time, nothing comes out.
It just kind of hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm assuming by the time breakfast happens, his dick is just in pain. So maybe it is suffering.
And his abdomen, everything's got to kill him.
But is he hard? Or like, is it like
probably
just...
Probably not.
Yeah.
I've heard of this.
Okay. You've heard of this?
Yeah. The question is, like, how is it this intense when it's 100 of these a day?
Yeah, you would almost...
He has them in a row. He has like 9 in a row.
Oh, really?
Just keep... Keep going. He says something in this that got me so hard.
It's pleasurable about it because even though it might physically feel good, the whole time inside your mind, you're completely disgusted by what's going on. And depending on
he was great on Coach.
If you're in public, if you're in front of kids, if you're around strangers, I mean, it can make a person break real fast.
The 37-year-old is the first man to ever speak publicly about the condition known as persistent sexual arousal syndrome, or PSAS, and he says it's ruining his life.
When you're on your knees at your father's funeral, at his casket, and you're saying goodbye to him, right there.
Pause it.
By your whole family.
That's the one.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's what got me the...
I was like, this is getting slow here. What's going on? And
that's
then he
the
said,
thing.
Oh my God.
First of all, I would hope they buried my dad like Dracula so I could high five him.
Oh man.
Wow, this is a real thing.
Oh. All right, how did that happen? Like, was he born with
it? Keep on playing. I want to hear more of it.
Family is standing behind you. Just makes you never want to have another orgasm as long as you live.
First of all, if you come in your pants all day, maybe not khakis.
Just keep on coming.
Like, maybe a dark pair of slacks.
Dale, from Wisconsin in America, was enjoying his suburban life in 2012 when he slipped a disc in his back while getting out of a chair, triggering the condition for unknown reasons.
I haven't slipped a disc back.
Put me in the back of the ambulance to take me to the hospital, and on the way there I had my first 5 orgasms, and they've never stopped.
Dale has been unable
Dude,
to
I'm nervous now.
Since the
I have a slipped
and is
disc.
Mostly
I'm
housebound
afraid.
Through fear of experiencing an episode in public. But he enjoys playing frisbee golf with his closest friends.
If you enjoy playing frisbee golf, I hope you just die.
Oh, God.
Oh, I love frisbee golf.
They happen all
Dude, by the way, he has the worst friends. If that happened to any of us, we'd be like pointing and staring.
Sleep. They happen in the shower.
Yeah. That's crazy. I get it. All
so
right.
Basically, in it, he talks about how he can't go to his daughter's like soccer games because he's afraid to be a guy coming in his pants watching little girls run around.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's worse things that you could have.
Oh, he says he can't work, basically.
But does he get? He has to get like disability for that, right?
Yeah.
Like, how awesome is that, dude? You're getting paid just because you come too much. I mean, what you know? Look, I just say,
Aaron, what's that like?
That I mean,
hand comment.
Would that ruin sex? I guess it ruins sex completely. He's married, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you want to bang anymore.
Yeah, dude.
But is he hard though when he's coming?
He says he gets erections for like 3 hours a day.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah, that's fucking. That's
dick's
pretty
gotta
brutal.
Be sore.
Why can't they fix him?
I don't know. Yeah, that's really fucking funny though. I didn't even know that was a thing. Maddie, look up other weird disorders. I want
to
know some. Just look up strange
it happens
disorders.
To women too.
What? Just
the
having...
orgasm thing.
Yeah, I've seen it with the women. I've seen that.
Yeah, they say this. They say other guys have had this, but no guy's like admitted publicly to the news he has it.
I mean, it's not really that embarrassing. I mean, it is what it is.
It's a problem. It's hilarious to watch him come in his pants and fall down playing frisbee golf.
Yeah,
hole in one.
Let me see. Well, I want to find out more about this disorder. Persistent sexual arousal disorder, a newly discovered pattern of excessive female arousal can continually... Okay, this is for females, though.
I think it's more common in women.
Really? Yeah. That's cool. I like it. Thank you. Thank you very much for bringing that to the table, Zach.
Just nothing made me laugh like him coming in his father's casket. Dad
thing. Yeah, dude. Also, Maddie, also pull up. There's a video. There's, I guess there's a new campaign for, it's about consent, and they have a cartoon vagina. It's pretty funny. Just type in cartoon vagina consent.
Oh, yeah. That vagina is really scary because it's more like the pubic meat than it is the vagina.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a gun.
You thought it would be like a talking pair of lips, but it's like somebody cut out. Just her pubic area.
And then
like
drew anything. Eyes on the gun.
Really? Yeah.
This is it. So this is the boob one. This is pretty funny.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry.
All right, that titty would definitely like, get off me, motherfucker!
Hey!
My back.
It's a good move, though.
Yeah.
It would be better if the cartoon penis just fell.
And that was the ass, which I thought was going to be a dude, because dude rape is really, really common, but it's just a chick's ass.
Hey, you don't deserve a reward.
What did you do for me lately? Yeah, dude, so that...
You didn't give me any spots.
That's a campaign about consent, right? Is that the idea, Maddie?
Yeah, it looked like it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, is there a debate about consent in the world?
Well, the Oscars had a big thing about it the other day.
What do they have?
About like hitting women, abusive relationships, and Lady Gaga has a song about it now.
About consent?
And, yeah, basically, people have to realize again that it's not okay to just fucking hit a woman.
That's not consent, Scopo.
It's hitting a woman. It's consent.
Scopo,
it's,
slow down.
No, I'm
slow
sorry.
Down. Slow down.
It's hitting a
Scopo,
woman.
Scopo, you're not thinking before you speak.
Chris Scopo. Flow ruiner.
It's hitting a woman and it's consent. It was both. It was.
I'm just gonna let you keep on talking yourself into a corner. It's nothing to do with it.
It was both though. I swear
it
to God.
Nothing to do with it.
First of all, fuck Lady Gaga. She did a song with R. Kelly 2 years ago. So if she wants to start talking about consent now, she can suck my dick.
By the way, that girl consented to being peed on by R.
15,
Kelly.
Technically, yeah, that's 15. You can't give consent at 15 when the guy's an adult.
Yeah, you can though. I mean, can you? When I was 15, I could give consent. I mean, that's the thing. Like, they kind of arbitrarily choose an age, you know. And we talked about that specifically with Jared from Subway, where, you know, he was banging teenage prostitutes. Certain states, a 16-year-old girl is legal to sleep with. Certain states, it's not. So it just depends on where you happen to be.
Did R. Kelly get
in definitely not legal to film it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not legal to film
it. Did he get in trouble for that?
I don't think he did, right? He just paid that girl
off.
I think he came out all right. He didn't go to jail.
Yeah,
I think it was always... Look up what happened with R. Kelly at the end of it. I believe that...
He made the fucking closet song.
They made the...
She got some Space Jam money and...
The video, I guess, was never really confirmed if it was him or something like that, and they just paid this little girl's family off, which is pretty crazy. But Chappelle had that great joke about it. It's like, how old is 15 really?
Yeah.
You know, it just depends on who the 15-year-old is. You know, if it's like a 15-year-old that was like coddled and their parents, you know, raised her as like this little goody-two-shoes teenage girl, or she could be a 15-year-old girl who's fucking already shot heroin and has two kids.
I don't think she was coddled.
That's a different 15-year-old, you know? If there's a girl that's being peed on at 15 and lets that happen, you're not like mentally challenged. You get what fucking pee is.
Yeah, there's countries where there's girls who are 15 and were married with kids and that's fine.
Yeah.
It's just our culture made 18 the thing.
Yeah, it is a fairly arbitrary age. What's the youngest guy you would ever sleep with, Karen?
14.
No, not really.
I don't know. There's a really cute teenager on the train.
Are you into younger guys at all?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
If you met like a hot 18-year-old boy,
absolutely.
You'd just fucking
100%.
Okay, very interesting. Because usually girls aren't into like younger, like guys are into younger chicks.
Sometimes girls want to like train them and shit like that.
Train them, yeah. Like everything works, but they don't know exactly what they're doing with it yet.
What's the youngest guy you've ever been with in terms of discrepancy of age? You're 32 now?
Shut up. Not much younger than me, like a couple years younger than me.
Yeah, yeah.
They're hard. You can't like talk to them. You know what I mean? You just have to like.
Well, you can't really
get
talk
them
to,
in your room.
You can't talk to 18-year-old girls either.
Yeah.
You know, they 18-year-olds in general. If you ever speak to a teenager, they're fucking stupid. This is why I can't watch sports. I can't watch college sports because I can't root for boys playing a game. There's something really weird about me rooting for these children playing a game as an adult. You know, somebody sent me a picture of this chick Bella Thorne.
Porn star, right?
No. She's a fucking...
Bella Rose, sorry.
No. She's an 18-year-old Disney star, and I guess she was on the beach in short shorts. Look up Bella Thorne right there. Pull up that picture, Maddie. God fucking damn it. I don't mean to be a pervert, but is the first one that came up, Maddie. But holy shit, dude. 18 really is, I believe, the perfect age for a girl. Oh my God. I mean, fucking shit, dude. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, where's it going to go from there?
I mean, I'm not even being an asshole here. If she, 6 months ago, she was 17. Am I supposed to pretend she's not hot 6 months ago? She just became hot right now.
Are we going to pretend her pussy feels better because she's going to get a college education?
That's the same thing with the Kylie Jenner. Remember when she had all the, she got all the makeup and shit done, plastic surgery, and she was 17, but she was smoking hot at 17 years old. Everyone's like, oh, are we not pretending she's not a fucking smoker?
Well, that's the thing. You're supposed to just pretend that that doesn't exist. And there's no guys that are admitting that they think young girls are hot. So, right, there's a whole world of, like, schoolgirl porn, like teen porn. Teen porn is the number one search type of porn on the internet. But I've never spoken to a dude that's just going, oh, yeah, dude, fucking 18 all day. Every dude just pretends because women are around that it's like, oh, I look nice 23-year-old. Get the fuck out of here.
And if they are, they're secluded to their mansion in Long Island.
No, the whole beauty industry is built on young girls. That's what all the models are that young.
You're right, but the problem is we're all supposed to pretend that we don't like them. We're all supposed
to. I don't believe any of you don't like them.
Yeah, no, but you're goddamn right I do. I'm the only one. This is the Real Ass Podcast. I'm the only guy that's fucking admitting that I like young girls.
I've admitted to. Do you not remember me admitting to sleeping with a 17-year-old when this podcast started?
Can you not do that again? We now have a fan base. I don't need you to get arrested. Actually, it's not illegal, right?
Yeah, perfectly no, 17 legal. In New York is
I think you're right. It does depend on the girl, though, because when I was 18, I looked like I was 12. Yeah. I didn't look like I was 18.
Even better.
Yeah.
You guys are disgusting.
Well, you look like you could be 24 now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when I was 18, I looked like I weighed like 89 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. And how old were you when you lost your virginity?
16. Yeah.
So the dude that fucked you was just a pervert.
Oh my God, he just had a kid. I hate him.
Oh, that's right. You posted that.
Oh, I unfriended
him. Does it really bug you?
Just that he named him Seth. I hate that name.
Why?
I just hate it. I hate how it sounds.
Fucking Jewy.
He's not Jewish either. He's not, maybe his girl. Maybe his wife is.
Yeah. So you're just not happy for him that he found love and he's moved on?
I just didn't like how many times it was in my feed. It was just bugging me. It's like introducing Seth, and I just didn't like
it. Oh, dude, I delete people from Facebook. Yeah. When they announce the pregnancy, I delete them.
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, you shouldn't get a congratulations just for being pregnant. You just fucked. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, I think you should give it 5 years before you start patting yourself on the back. Raise a fucking human being.
Oh, okay.
Get them to the point where they're in school, they haven't murdered anybody, you haven't killed your kid. And then we should throw you a baby shower. The kid's fifth birthday should be a half fifth birthday, half baby shower because you fucking made it. Why is it that I was at a show last night at Caroline's and I was like, does anybody have any kids? And there was a pregnant chick and all of her friends, they're like, she's pregnant, yay! And they're all happy for her. I was like, she didn't do anything. She let some dude come inside of her. That is it. There's nothing, she might end up being a really shitty fucking parent. She might beat this kid or try to sell him. Who knows? Why do we celebrate just for fucking, you know?
I think people are just happy for babies.
The gold
babies.
Standard of crowd work, Louis Jacobson. Yeah.
Yay! Our friend's happy. What the fuck? She might kill that kid.
You don't know. I really said that all, too. I fucking really did. Laid into her. I called her husband an idiot. I was like, you should have fucking pulled out, you moron. So, yeah, I don't know.
I think it's because a lot of people can't have kids. For. That's why. It's because a lot of people can't have kids.
That's not true. I think most people can have kids.
Oh, really?
What percentage of women can't have kids, Maddie? Look that up. Because whatever. It's what we do. It's a cycle of life. We're supposed to do that. We're supposed to have kids. I don't think you should be...
If you had been really great, she would have let you come in her butt, apparently.
See? Then you can have a butt baby.
Oh, fuck me, man. Do you want kids, Zach?
No.
Never?
If I was rich... I think I could justify it. But where I am right now in life, like just getting by, I can't imagine having a kid.
A lot of people say that. They're like, oh, I got to be ready to have a kid.
Yeah, you can't have a kid.
But I don't think you're ever ready until it's time, until you have it.
Yeah, you're not ready. You're not ready. Nobody can explain to you what having a fucking kid is, okay? It's just, there's no words for it until you actually have the fucking kid and you see that your life is night and day different. You know what I'm saying? So I think in order to have a kid, you have to be willing to give up the life that you had before, and not enough people know that. You know, Scopa, you want kids, right?
Yeah, but when I'm older.
Yeah.
I want to say like 37, 38, around there. I want to be also, yeah, financially stable is a big thing.
After you're like 3-4 years out of comedy.
Yeah, you know, when I get a union job.
Yeah.
When I'm pulling down like 80K for a union job, yeah, I'm, I know
his
what I'm
own
doing.
Used car, car fucking lot. Wow.
That was a good one.
Can I get a Bomb Dana? Can we bring the Bomb Dana to this show? Can I get it?
How about a thesaurus?
What kind of dinosaur is that?
Oh, boy. Karen, kids?
No, never.
Never?
No.
Get out of here. Never?
No.
All right, I can't fall in love with you then.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Love kids. Love fucking kids, guys.
Stop. Do you fucking, love having stop sex fucking with kids. Stop it.
It's one of my favorite things.
Do you want to have another kid?
No. I'm thinking about getting my balls snipped. Or oh, really? Call it a vasectomy?
Vasectomy. My dad had a vasectomy.
My dad did too, which probably says a lot more about us than our dads, by the way.
And well, it's not that. Look, I love having my kid. I just, now that my family has fallen apart, I don't want to risk destroying another family. So I don't want to, and I'm just.
You don't want to go 0-2?
I love coming in girls. So it's like, what are you going to do? You're going to fucking, I can't destroy a family and come in all these girls, right? What does it do? It just makes it so that there's no semen. You still come a liquid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
There's semen. Yeah, I would get, if I was, carry sperm.
If you didn't want to have, I mean, you have a kid already, so if I was you, I'd get a vasectomy. What's the big deal?
Maddie, will you do me a favor? Yeah. Can you find out if vasectomy cum tastes different than regular cum?
That's.
I can tell you
not.
That.
How do you, does it?
Yeah, your dad got one.
Yeah. It's gonna fucking do.
I wonder if it does though, because it does have. There's no semen in it.
I think it's just less
semen.
Chewy.
It's you have semen. The semen doesn't carry sperm.
Okay, but there's no sperm in it. Is the sperm the secret flavor?
How do they get this?
I mean, it's mostly seminal fluid. Is so that, I would imagine that.
You know how KFC has the 13 spices?
Yeah.
Is the sperm one of the spices?
It was when you worked there. On fire today.
Maddie, look up. Look it up. Ask if there's a different flavor for vasectomy.
Are we
going
to come back to any of the information I've looked up? I looked up R. Kelly and this fucking women.
Well, Maddie,
being
maybe
thing.
You should just jump in.
All right. I don't
instead
know
of going, instead of pouting and going, I'm sad. Jump in with the shit that I ask you
to. Wait for you to come back to
all
it.
Right, R. Kelly.
Well, R. Kelly was acquitted, and 6% of women are infertile, and about 12% of couples.
See? Majority of people can have babies. Now find out if vasectomy cum tastes different. Now it's the real issues.
Sperm have flavor?
No, sperm has flavor. We all know that.
No, we're talking.
Have you ever tasted your own cum?
No.
Never?
Never.
That's gay.
Yeah.
You've tasted another dude's cum, but not your
I've
own.
Never had a dude gum in my mouth.
Have you ever tasted your own cum?
Mm-mm. I've got it on my face, though. I'm jerking off.
Yeah.
But I've never tasted it. Never went
it really,
that far.
It really, dude, I don't understand how a girl takes a facial, because if I save up a load for a few days and then I shoot one, because I always shoot it onto my stomach and onto my chest.
Yeah, I'm a lay down jerker, too.
Yeah. Dude, I every time, just all over my stomach, gets into my belly button, kind of fucking play with it a little bit. But if you get a really big one and it shoots, I mean, it's shot on my lip, it's shot on my face before, it's so hot.
You know what happened? It's so hot. It's so hot. You know, when I was younger, I really didn't know how to like jerk off properly, and I would literally aim my dick at my face, and that's when it fucking happened. And I was like, oh fuck!
But you would aim your dick at your
like,
face.
Like I didn't know like to come instead of come like, right on top. It flows on my chest. I would just come like this, and it would go on my fucking face.
Yeah, like every time.
That was
a few times.
Yeah, who produces this podcast?
Yeah. Oh shit! So Karen, do you like facials?
I don't mind them. It's fine.
God. I love this girl. The
I
more
love Karen. So
yeah, the
much
more
right
the more Karen's around, the more I enjoy her. She's a good chick. You really are.
Well,
the first
care.
Time you had a facial, though, were you just like, "This is fucking disgusting," though?
No. The first time I let a guy like just come on me because I didn't want to have sex with him. It was this like weird club promoter I went home with. He had on like blue everything, and I didn't want to fuck him. And he's like, "Can I just jerk off on you?" And I was just like, "Fine." That I didn't like.
No, classy.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, well, that's so funny because when you got
but
full
if I
balls
like the guy, I don't care.
And you got a boner, like you literally just go there. Like you're a point where the girl won't fuck you. Like, can I just jerk off next to you?
Yeah. Oh, I've done that. Yeah.
Oh, it's awful. Yeah. It's awful. There's nothing for worse than a girl facing the other direction while you're just jerking off onto her butt.
Dude, that's a go-to Amico move.
Oh, shit, dude. That's fine. So yeah, so it didn't bother. It doesn't bother you. If
no,
you like the guy.
But guys almost are always coming on my back. That's what it. That's where it goes.
Yeah,
that's where it's at. Yeah.
There's still some right there. Right
see,
now.
The back's not that bad though. I remember one time I went into like one of those jerk off booths, like you
in
know,
in Times Square
at a porn shop. It wasn't in Times Square. It was in Rockland County. Me and my friends, like me and these two chicks and another buddy of mine, we went in, just to be like, all right, let's go in this sex shop. And they had like jerk off booths. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go in and watch a porn in this jerk off booth with my friends, just to kind of be funny. And there was another dude in the one right next to me, and it had a glory hole. And I looked down and it was just his mouth sticking through the hole. Like a fucking, like a bearded mouth. Oh. There's nothing grosser than just a dude's mouth. And it, you just saw like through there and he went, stick it through for a blowjob. Oh, dude, to this day, it creeps me out. But I remember I was just
How was the blowjob?
Yeah. What's it say?
Dude, I was so creeped out. And I remember I was sitting on the seat and I ran out of the booth and I was like, oh. And I felt my pants and there was some dude's cum on my ass. And I was convinced that I had AIDS. I was just convinced that like the semen soaked through my pants and went into my asshole and I had AIDS. So the first time I ever had an AIDS test was after that. I was just 100% wholeheartedly convinced. Brutal. Brutal. But that's also how I know I'm not gay. Because why wouldn't I have just put it through for a blowjob? You know? Yeah. It was really creepy to me. Because
you're a coward?
I do a lot of fucking like stupid gay shit. Like me and Jay made out on the podcast. And, you know, we joke around, you know, gay a lot. But I know I'm not gay because that was extraordinarily creepy and disgusting to me. The idea of putting my dick in another man's mouth.
It was a stranger. Was it that it was a man or that it was a stranger?
It was a man.
What if it was a bearded woman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Been with a couple of those in my day. But I think I could get a tranny blowjob. You know, everyone's giving Anthony Cumia shit right now because I guess who's the tranny? Sue Lightning?
Yeah, that's people are posting on my Instagram about it. Like, I give a shit.
Yeah.
About who Ant fucks.
First of all, what are we fucking, just kids? Look, when I was in my 20s, I would go, ew, a tranny. Now that I'm in my 30s, I'm like, eh, a tranny. We'll see what happens. How hot is she?
They got great tits.
But is
variety, spice of life.
I mean, like, I'm not even into, I'm obviously not into chicks with dicks. I wouldn't be into
By
a
the
tranny.
Way, let's allegedly, he just hung out with this chick and people are saying he fucked her.
Yeah, oh yeah, all right. Let's
make that clear.
Well, I don't even know if I don't even know how much he hung out with her. I don't even know what happened.
I know they're friends or whatever. They
Anthony,
have a
Anthony
friendship.
Knows he's been in the industry.
He's a great
for
guy.
20 years, okay? He knows everybody. He's had Bailey J at his house. He's had, I mean, literally, there's fucking gay dudes, there's celebrities. There's so many people that this guy has hung out with. What happens is the fans, they latch on to like one thing, and then they just turn that into a fucking huge deal. Let's just say he did fuck a tranny. Who gives a shit? Why do we really care? I think it's almost like if you deny it, then I think people are like, oh, cool, that's that. So he almost has to say, oh yeah, I fucked this tranny in order for people to not bother him about it.
Yeah, if he owned it.
Yeah, but
yeah, Jim Norton owned it, and then he makes
yeah, DeRosa
jokes
talking
about
fucking
yeah.
trannies. I mean, I think I would definitely let Bailey J blow me.
In 2 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Who gives a shit? What? That's the thing. We're just fucking. She actually is really. Have you ever seen Bailey J?
Mm-hmm,
Karen,
she's pretty.
Yeah, she's fucking hot.
She's gorgeous.
She's hot. I sat next to her one time. Her hands almost gave me a boner. She had hot hands.
She smells nice too.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. You notice when you're next to a really pretty girl and they give you that feeling, you're like, oh, she's too pretty for me to be sitting next to.
That's Scopo, what's that like?
That's what I felt like sitting next to Bailey J.
Dude,
you know?
I would suck her cock and eat her ass off. Oh my god.
Bailey J wants to fuck me too.
That's Bailey, right?
She fucking yeah. loves it.
Yeah. I would let her blow me. I wouldn't blow her, I wouldn't touch her dick, wouldn't eat her ass, but I would definitely
selfish.
Yeah. I'd suck on her tits and I'd kiss her. I'd feel her ass.
I want to super glue our dick heads together like a Chinese finger trap.
Oh shit, dude. Yeah, I mean, is she the hottest tranny?
And a sweetheart.
Is she the hottest tranny out there?
I think so.
Pull up the top hottest
like some
tranny porn stars.
Brazilian chicks, but deep down they always kind of just look like Mexican dudes. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. You see something that she 100%.
She just looks like a fucking
lady.
Woman. Yeah. Okay. She just looks like a woman.
She passed the in person test, which I think a lot of transsexuals like. You see pictures of them, and they're like, "Oh wow, that's a girl." And then
yeah,
you're
yeah.
Next
oh yeah,
to them,
you
and you're like. That's a dude in a dress.
You never look at Bailey and like, oh, I can see the features of a man. Like, never. It's always just exactly like a woman.
But I do think it is younger dudes, and it's the stigma attached to being gay that just, you know, because if you just kind of step away from it, she does look like a very beautiful woman. If you're not touching her dicks, why would you even care? This is the top 10 best transsexual porn stars. You can't pull up pictures of their dicks. You know that, right? Because we're on
yeah,
YouTube.
So I was going to either pull separate images, or just we can look at it ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, pull separate. Go down, because we'll show an image, I guess, if we can see it. Who are these people?
They all have their dicks out.
Give me the names. What are their names?
Jesse Dubai.
Okay.
See, the problem is seeing their cock. Who's this chick?
Aubrey Kate.
All right, so pull up a picture of her without her dick out. Gotcha. Just Aubrey Kate, okay? Because she looks pretty hot, right? But we'll go to the chat, too, guys. If you guys are in the chat right now, would you bang a hot tranny porn star? I want to get to the bottom of this because I think it really is a young dude thing. Karen, could you bang a female to male tranny?
Oh, yeah.
You could.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm attracted to, like, butchy lesbians.
Really?
Sure. Mm.
Yeah, she hangs out with Micah.
That's fucked up.
Shit, that was good. Yeah, who's that chick?
Oh, wait, this is...
No, she kind of looks like a dude there. The man right there. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that wasn't good. The other one, with her, it was funny, she looked less like a dude with her dick out.
Yeah.
She really did. So yeah, so you could get into that? Like, so if, like, who's that? Who's the one famous?
Ruby Rose, or what's her name? The chick that was on Orange is the New Black?
No, 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 the chick that became a dude,
Buck
though.
Buck Angel.
Yeah, Buck Angel. Have you ever seen Buck Angel?
He looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, dude, that's really scary.
With a gigantic pussy.
That's, I've seen pictures of that. Oof.
It's
that haunts,
fucking.
That haunts my dreams.
I'm almost more attracted to, like, a butch lesbian that's still a woman than, like, somebody in transition.
Yeah, pull up Buck Angel, Maddie. And don't show the pussy to the chat, but this is a fucking dude. Or this is the chick. Go ahead,
he's another one where he looks like a man.
I've seen, he's been on like TV shows.
Yeah, yeah, that's a fucking, but he's got a full functional pussy.
Yeah.
Now you're going to tell me, here's the thing, right? No, keep that picture up, okay? Leave that up. That, just because he has a pussy, you guys would rather fuck that than fuck Bailey J? Fuck you. You are gay. You are the gay ones if you would
looks
rather...
like Aaron Berg.
Yeah.
I will say his body is righteous.
Yeah, he's got a good fucking body. Jesus.
I mean, if I was... that is just a whole other level of confused and fucked up.
Oh, no. I'd hands down want to rather fuck Bailey J.
Yeah, I mean, in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
All right, would you rather suck Bailey J's dick or eat his pussy?
Ooh. Good question,
Zach.
Very
good question.
Good question.
That's a really good question. I don't know.
Because you can look up at her tits.
I know, I know, I know.
Or you can just look at those fucking hard abs.
keep looking, boy. All right,
I think I would rather eat his pussy than suck Bailey J's dick. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I... Because at that point, once you close your eyes, you're just eating a pussy.
Yeah, but you look up and that's it. That guy's
staring
at you.
Don't look up.
If you feel his hand on your head, though? You're going to know.
He's just sitting there doing curls the whole fucking time.
Her hairy
put
knuckles.
Put cigar out on your forehead.
All right, in the chat, would you rather suck on Buck Angel's pussy or suck on Bailey J's dick? That's what I want to know in the chat. If you guys are following along,
I'm gonna do Martin Ciccarelli and go. I have my Fifth Amendment.
Scopa just doesn't think before he speaks, so he just lets the words come out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Great question. Let's see. Mayo Mays Lewis would go Bailey J, no doubt. So you're not gay if you fuck Buck Angel. Pizza says Aaron Berg. Oh, yeah, guys, let us know if you'd rather suck on Bailey J's dick or eat Buck Angel's pussy. What would you do, Karen?
I mean, I would suck a dick. That's what I'm used to doing.
Yeah. Could you get into fucking a hot...
No, yeah. I don't think so.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
So hold on, but you said you would hook up with like a dykey chick.
I know, but that's like a very feminine chick with a dick. That's not the same as like a cute boy lesbian.
Right. Okay. You know what I mean? Oh, so you couldn't fuck Bailey J?
I mean, for money. What do you mean?
What if your boyfriend was really into watching you fuck a tranny? Because that's like a subsect of porn, you know? Would you do it for a guy?
Sure. Wow. Very generous.
You really are a good fucking woman. How do you not have a boyfriend?
I don't want one. I want multiple boyfriends.
Okay. Karen is slutty. Robert Varley says, neither. I would just fuck Karen.
Yeah, go pee hands.
You got some fans. Sean Dez says, Bailey, no question. Bino B says, Bailey. K Vazzi says, Bailey. Now they're all saying not suck. They'd rather just fuck. Yeah, the suck... The oral sex question is a really good one, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
And you would rather...
Oh, come on.
Bailey.
Of course.
But you don't really like sucking dick.
No, but her, yeah.
But you're like into Bailey.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's perfect.
Blowjobs are so much harder than eating.
We're going to go on Ant Show next week. Me and Zach are going on to Rep the Real Ass podcast. And we're bringing this up. We got to bring up this specific question with Anthony because he's getting so much shit about this chick, Sue Lightning.
By the way, that girl's fucking hot.
I met her, yeah.
She is. No, I did too. She was on YKWD, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cute. I mean, she's no Bailey. She kind of has some like boyish qualities to her still. You know what I'm saying? You kind of like see it in her face.
No, actually, when I met her, I was like, oh, she looks like an actual chick.
Okay.
She was the closest thing to Bailey I've ever seen.
She kind of has a very similar look to Bailey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do it. All right. Real quick, guys. Let's go. Let's do some questions. Let's go some real life questions.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 Give me a fucking answer.
I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
All right. Lots of questions today, guys. Thank you for taking part in the Real Ass Question segment, guys. If you guys want to take part in this in the future, just go to my Facebook wall the morning of the show. Friday mornings, right around 10 a.m., I'll usually post a Facebook post. Post your questions right below that. Michael Walter wants to know, what role would be best for you in an older movie? For me, an older movie, like a movie that already exists, they're saying?
Yeah.
What could I play? You know, I would say... Huh, I don't know. Zach, what do you think?
Oh, Clown and Spawn.
Clown and Spawn, that's right. You do kind of look like Clown and Spawn.
Yeah, I'd be perfect.
Oh, shit.
Clown and Spawn. Yeah. Or I'd probably...
Or Killer Clowns from the Outer Space. Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman and Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one for you, yeah.
That works. I would be maybe like a Vin Diesel in Fast and the Furious. Or...
Johnny 23 in Con Air.
I don't know that.
Yeah. Danny Trejo in Con Air.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Karen, if you could revive one older role, I'm going to change this question. Revive one older role, what would it be? Because you're an actress.
What do you mean older?
Karen,
what is older? Like an older movie.
If they could remake a movie, Cruel Intentions is old now.
Yeah, pre-2000.
Fine. They bring back a movie. They're going to do a remake. You audition, get the starring role. What movie would you want to do?
I like Cruel Intentions. Selma Blair's part in Cruel Intentions, or Shirley Temple on all those movies. She gets to bang the older black guy.
Didn't Pippi Longstocking do a porn?
Yeah.
Recently? I just saw that. Pippi Longstocking from the 80s?
It doesn't look good. Her tits are so saggy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good.
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah. Oh, if I could be anybody in any movie, I'd be Randy in Scream. That would be the coolest part ever.
Oh, was that the I'll Be Right Back guy?
No, yeah. Jamie Kennedy in Scream. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go to another one. Will Harris... All right, no, I'm not going to ask that one.
No, we never found out what dumb movie Scopo likes.
Oh, yeah, Scopo, go ahead.
I don't know. I would say...
National Treasure, bro!
Movies, music!
10 of the 10 times.
I would say any Mark Wahlberg. I don't know. Uh-huh. I can kind of get his role. Hmm. Very...
It's my great big dick, Bob Kelly.
Yeah.
Grady Elliott wants to know, what are your thoughts on the recent law enforcement changes in New York City regarding peeing in public and such? Seems like...
I didn't know
a lot of your stories, the comics you hung out with, were getting arrested for stuff like that all the time.
What's peeing in public now?
So they decriminalized peeing in public a while back, and now public consumption. Now it's just the summons, which it kind of already was.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. This is why they're fucking phonies, okay? Nothing's changed, okay? Everyone's tweeting, oh, dude, I'm drinking in public for the first time legally in New York City. That's not happening, guys. They decriminalized it, which means it's no longer an arrestable offense. They decriminalized weed like a year ago or whatever. They had that SNL sketch about it. But as we all know, because I just recently got arrested for it, they can still arrest you. They can still put you in cuffs. They can still bring you to the precinct. If you don't have a warrant, they'll just let you go once you get there. But it really is still the cop's discretion whether or not they're going to put you in cuffs. I understand that it's not a crime. You're not going to go to court for it, and they're not going to treat it as a crime. But you can't legally pee in public. You can't legally drink in the streets. You can't legally smoke weed. None of this means anything for anybody.
It also depends on how many drinking in public charges you have, like some people.
Yeah.
When you're on your third or fourth, then it gets a little wild and woolly.
You can do all that shit if you're a hot girl.
Yeah, it really is true.
Yeah,
that's female privilege right there.
Yep.
And that's also another one of the reasons why I stopped smoking weed recently was because I look at the amount of stupid shit I've gotten into for weed. I mean, I can't go into Canada. No, I'm not allowed in the country. Period. Can't go to Canada.
You went there last year.
Can't go again.
Really?
I just got another ticket for weed. I gotta spend a few thousand dollars on a lawyer, and they gotta go through all the paperwork to get me back in. I don't give a fuck, honestly. Mm-hmm. I don't work Canada enough to spend the money to go back up, so I'll probably won't be in Canada for at least 4 or 5 years. I just got offered a gig in fucking Japan for 3 weeks, and they were like, oh, have you ever been arrested for weed? I was like, yeah. Can't do it.
Oh, that sucks.
It was a military gig, and they said apparently all the comics that would come that they bring weed and drugs and then get all the military guys in trouble. The military guys start like raping local Asians. So
Berg went a few years ago.
Yeah. So I had to give up a gig to fucking Japan. I mean, I love smoking weed, but in reality, it's caused more harm in my life than good. Every time I've ever been arrested in my entire life has been for smoking a joint on a street corner.
So you done with weed?
Yeah, I'm sober.
No, are you going to go, that's it, or are you going to try for a little while?
I don't want to say that I'm done forever because I think that's kind of stupid to say that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen, you know?
He's taking it day by day.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you guys seen the pictures of the ass-eating restaurants in Japan? I've seen a lot of those pictures lately.
People have been posting it on my wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a real thing, though?
It looks real.
I feel like it can't be a real thing.
It looks real.
It's some weird businessman thing. It's just a whorehouse, really.
Yeah, we'll pull that up in a minute. Cameron McNairn wants to know, is Kesha full of shit? Is Kesha full of shit?
She's full of cum she didn't want in her.
Sucking a producer's dick for a head start in the music industry, or is Dr. Luke a liar rapist that has been abusing blah, 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 blah? I don't know. I mean, I don't have any fucking insight. But I do, I mean, I will say this. I do have a real problem calling this guy a rapist. I mean, the truth of the matter is, and this is just across the board, I look at these things as black and white, okay? Black people rape, whites don't. So, next question. No, I look at it as black and white. Somebody can't point their finger at somebody and say, this person did this, and this person isn't allowed their due process, you know? Mm-hmm. Kesha, you know, I don't know, but she never brought any charges against him, no civil charges, no criminal charges. After she wants out of her contract, now she's saying retroactively that this happened and this is an excuse to get out of a contract. If it happened, it really does suck, and I feel bad for her. But at the same time, you need to have laws in place. You know what I'm saying? If they were to let her out of her contract, then any person that wanted to get out of a contract could just say, oh, yeah, that happened. And I think that that does more harm than good. I think the truth of the matter is if he did this and there's physical evidence, she should bring charges against him. He should get his due process, should be convicted, and then get out of your contract based off of that. So it's hard, dude. It's a weird thing because...
It's a fine line of not jumping to conclusions and not victim blaming.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's weird, man. It's hard. You know, victim blaming... I don't really believe in victim blaming in these scenarios. You know, and I think that's when it comes down to sexual assault specifically with women... There's kind of this movement to never question what a woman says. You know, if a woman were to bring charges against you and she said that you raped her, if it had been proved that she had given a false rape accusation in the past, they can't use that as evidence. They can't bring that up. I think that's a little bit fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? When the laws are now impeding on the rights of the fucking dude who's being accused. I mean, what happened to innocent until proven guilty? And I just feel like we're in this country.
Doesn't happen anymore with that stuff.
Men in general, they're guilty until proven innocent. Yeah. And then even then, when they're proven innocent, nobody really gives a shit. So, you know, once again, I don't know anything about that case, but I'm just speaking pure black and white, just across the board. You know, I think that he should have his due process and people shouldn't automatically call this guy a rapist. The fact that there's just people blindly going, I believe you, Kesha. I stand with you, Kesha. It's like, I mean, you're just blindly saying that because she's a woman. That's kind of crazy. Karen?
I mean, I don't know why she would want to put herself through all this if it didn't happen.
Millions of dollars. Getting out of a contract. I mean, there's, you know, there's.
Yeah, but I think she's legit scaped by him. He's a scaby dude.
Yeah, she can't record anything, right?
What?
She can't record any music without
this
guy.
Yeah, she has to record music with him specifically.
Yeah, that sucks.
You know.
Or they won't promote it.
Yeah.
They gave her the option of working with somebody else, but they basically said, we won't promote your shit, though.
Yeah. Look, it's weird.
So she could just, you know, be talented, but...
Why start now?
Yeah. All right, let's go. James W. Joseph, how can I make money and get stage time in stand-up comedy being an uninteresting, unrelatable, and mediocre... comedian.
Scopo?
I'll take it from here.
Book Lewis and Corinne on the same show. You'll get a lot of Facebook shit.
That was funny yesterday. People didn't see that.
I'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, dude, you can't. I shouldn't say that. You can. You can get money in stage time and comedy.
Depends where you live, too.
This game, it's about being likable. And if you get a lot of people to like you, you can succeed.
But you can make money if you're living like fucking Arizona as a middler and just driving around from places to places as a middler.
Yeah, but I think it was more or less, he was just asking kind of in general, how can you do it if you're not very good at it?
Nobody's good at it when they start.
Yeah. Unrelatable, mediocre. You got to get good, but the real question is, how do you make money and get stage time? Look, the biggest secret, whether you're good or you're not good in any industry, okay, whether you can be a fucking librarian, a doctor, somebody who makes cheese at a cheese factory, or a comedian, is if everybody likes you and the people that are above you like you, you are going to get more and more opportunities. Mm-hmm. Your talent is going to take you as far as it could take you, but there's a lot of untalented people that have TV shows and that are famous. So the reality is, get everybody to fucking like you. I think that's the most, it's the reason that I don't have a career, is because people just don't like me. I'm not very likable.
At first.
Yeah, but see, but as soon as they hang out with me 15 or 20 times.
Yeah.
As soon as you're on TV 15 or 20 times.
Yeah, then the public's going to really get into me. All right, is that it? Let's see. Anything else? Okay, Douglas Phillips wants to know, I get free tickets to a comedy club, but I can't find people to go with me. How sad is it to go to a show by yourself?
I don't think it's that sad.
If it's a comic you really like, fine.
Sit in the back.
Why not?
Yeah. Sit in the back. It's weird. I'll tell you right now, it's weird if you sit up front.
Yeah, don't sit up front.
Because here's the problem, right? People, just in general.
It's also an easy joke for the, it's an easy joke for the
and
comic.
That's fine, but I think people just, they kind of feel bad in general. So it's like, if there's a person with a huge physical deformity, and they're sitting in the front row, or like a person in a wheelchair in the front row, you know what I'm saying? It almost kills the fucking audience. The energy of the audience, because they go, ah, fuck. Or let's say a really, really overweight person, right? A hugely overweight person in the front row. You make a joke, or you just say the word fat, you watch everyone's eyes shift toward that person.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a weird...
And then a lady gets on stage at LOL and tries to punch you.
Yeah.
That's happened to me.
But it's like, you know, I think that if you're going to go by yourself, I'd sit in the back. Don't make it about you. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem, because if you're sitting right up front by yourself, every comic is going to come right back to you and go, oh, why are you alone? You're a fucking loser. You're a serial killer, blah, 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 blah. We get it. You know what I'm saying? So I would say that's probably the way to do it. You know, enjoy comedy, though. Go by yourself. Who gives a shit? Yeah, I used to go to movies by myself.
I go
all the time.
I actually like by myself more because...
Go to the movies?
Yeah. Never talk to anybody.
I was a kid, but you know,
I'm just a loser, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I like going by myself. It's more fun.
Okay. All right, you can cut the music. Yeah, Scopo's doing a show. When's that show, Scopo?
Your show? Oh, yeah, the show Thursday. Thursday at 10 o'clock.
What date?
That's the 10th. March
Thursday
10th.
The 10th, guys. Make sure you guys go to that show. I will be there.
Use code word beer if you want $5 tickets.
And my good friend Corinne will be there as well from the Guys We Fucked podcast. And, you know, I want to say publicly that I've been trying to make up with her. I really have. Okay, there's no part of me, I don't hold any ill will.
Maybe at the end of the show, you guys can like hold hands or sing Kumbaya together.
I've given up on hating this girl. I don't actually give a shit. I don't spend my time thinking about this girl. But what will happen is every few months, she will seep back into my life. The Peter Luna situation, she sent one of her fans to attack me a few weeks ago. And then when I see her, she's just really rude. Like Dave said hi to her a few weeks ago at a comedy club, and she rolled her eyes and went, ugh. And like ran off in the other direction. And you're like, we're not children. I don't actually give a fuck, okay? I'm over the fact that she called me a bad father on Sam Roberts' show. I'm over the fact that we've done this stupid podcast war. I will move on. It was just a fucking bit for the most part. The reason we were funny with it was because there was no real anger. I wasn't even really that angry that she called me a bad father. I kind of got myself like in that zone. I got myself worked up. But I know what happened. Sam Roberts, that little cocksucker. He set her up to fucking call me a bad father. He was like, oh, do you think he's a bad father? He knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing.
He was being
a
fucking instigator.
He's egging him on.
And that's fine, okay? And that's fine as well. I might have taken the bait there in that moment as well. So there's no part of me that's going like, oh, what a piece of shit. How dare she call me a bad father? The real problem is the fact that she acts like an asshole when we see her. If she was just like, ah, who gives a shit? Like, Christina, we were cool for a while. I don't really care. The fans, however... I don't think they're ever going to like her, okay? So what happened was Scopo yesterday posted on Facebook, come to the show, Lucia Gomez, Grim, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, put everyone on the show.
Yeah. So then, of course, the Gomites, they started writing some mean shit.
Yeah.
They posted a picture
of
her.
I had a block one guy.
Well, you blocked it. Why'd you block it?
Because he kept, he was like, I kept deleting it, and he goes, I'll do this all day. And just doing more pictures. And Scopo. I was like,
Scopo, you don't block the gomites.
Oh, I had to block this gomite.
Scopo.
I had to block this
Scopo,
gomite.
Scopo, you don't block these gomites.
I had to block one gomite. He was being an ass. And, look, then another guy who I'm friends with on Facebook, and I just wrote to him, like, dude, stop doing it.
The thing
it.
About you've... gomites is when you have one, there's a lot more that you
see. They're like gremlins.
Yeah, I was James Ashton, the kid from Alaska. I was like, dude, just do me a favor, just stop it. I don't want this. He goes, yeah, no problem. I was just fucking around. I was like, all right. He was cool with it, though.
Here's the thing, right? I've never asked anybody to attack these girls. We never said one time, hey, go say something to these girls. Our fans just did that. That is the move that they do.
I wish there was a clip of how many times Lewis has yelled, go mites assemble.
With his... Yeah.
No, but I've never said go
no,
attack
he's never
chicks.
Given instructions.
Never, ever. I don't even give a shit. Guys, if you're a fan of mine, don't attack this. I don't care. I don't fucking care. I don't think about this girl in my life. But they did that on your Facebook wall. And then another comic, we'll keep her nameless. I won't even say her name. But she came in. She was like, ew, this is disgusting the way you guys are treating this girl. And I was just like, okay, first of all, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Once again, it's a woman blindly siding with another woman. Corinne had her fans attack me a couple weeks ago. She specifically said to that guy, Peter Luna, you should go tell Lewis that you think his comedy sucks. I mean, what do you want me
you
to do
You don't have
here?
To tell him. He knows.
I know. Yeah. I've heard my tapes. It's a nightmare. But it's she's literally sending people over to me to attack me, and then I have to. I'm supposed to tell my fans not to say shit to about her or when we're on the same show. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna say it. Don't say shit to her anymore. But I would like the same thing from them. It would be nice if she said to when people are attacking me, if she said, "Hey, don't attack him. Who gives a shit? Let's just move on." Okay. But she's fucking weak. That's the problem. Those bitches could have easily come back and done something funny or came back at us in a creative or interesting and funny way, and they didn't. I got to give Christina a little bit of credit because at the very least, Christina did a roast battle with Dave and she tried to make it a funny thing. But Corinne, she's just a fucking nasty chick. What do you want me to say? She's got a nasty attitude and she's just not fucking cool. I literally would love to make up with her. I think me and Corinne could have been friends. We're both old school Marilyn Manson fans. We both got chunky arms. It's a whole thing. I'm going to kiss her. I really do.
I like Corinne a lot. She's really funny.
Thanks, Karen.
No problem.
Thanks, Karen. So yeah, if you want to see me perform...
It's going to be a great show, though.
It is going to be a great show.
Good time.
And, Scopo, you got through in the next round of March Madness?
I did, yes.
There you go, buddy.
Round of 32. Yeah.
Crushing it, Scopes.
Yep.
There you are, buddy. So, this is kind of funny.
31 people just went, phew.
Our good friend, Amy Hawthorne.
Speaking of New York Comedy Club.
Yeah, the New York Comedy Club is where Scopo's show is going to be at. Our friend Amy Hawthorne just became the booker for the club, which is great. I've known Amy a long time. She moved here a few years ago. She's from Los Angeles, was working at the Comedy Store, knows a lot of great comedians, runs a blog, Comedy Groupie, and she's been very supportive.
And
she's,
writes for Interrobang.
Yeah, and writes for the Interrobang as well. She's been very supportive.
And she knows comedy, too.
Since day one, she came in and just kind of like, she kind of had her finger on the pulse of the industry, and she kind of got who was funny right away. You know what I'm saying? So I've always liked Amy. But it's so funny how phony comics are. Comics,
we're just
fucking just pathetic. You know what I'm saying? And it's a thing in comedy that when people book shows, comics just kiss their ass. And Zach brought this up to me. I noticed it with Patrick a while ago. You know, but the jump from likes that she gets on her Facebook posts, it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious. So we wanted to look at...
I talked to her about that because I had to email her and talk to... There's a guest spot on the show. So I was like, hey, who's the guest spot? And I go, hey, welcome to the world of everyone kissing your ass now because you're a booker. And she's like, yeah, I know. I'm getting it already.
Good one, Scopo.
Thanks.
You did it, Scopes. So let's see. Do you know what the date that she started booking the shows?
I think it was...
Recently.
Tuesday, Wednesday?
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, it's so fucking funny, dude. I mean... Look, 9 likes. These are our Facebook posts. 10 likes, 12 likes, 10 likes. Let's see. This is from last week. And then I really wish we had preset this up. Probably should have spent a
little... I emailed you. That was as much work as I was doing.
Oh, here we go. Now, we literally... It's a jump from... Oh, it's fucking hilarious, dude. It's a jump from like 10 likes to here's 12 likes was this post, right?
What day was that?
This is February 27th at 1:44 p.m. It's 13 likes. Then the next post where she's announcing it gets 206 likes. And then all of a sudden, everything. She's got 75 likes on this post, 90 likes on this post, 317 likes on this post, 200 likes on this one.
She acknowledged it right away when she first announced it. She's like, I'm looking forward to these fucking likes.
I know, which is so great. Which she gets it. It's so funny. Like 105. I mean, it's just...
And it's just a picture of a dog, by the way.
Dogs are great.
It's just fucking... It's just such a phony thing. I
don't
know,
man. You can beat cancer or you can beat cancer and be booking a benefit show.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, whatever, man. I'm not hating. I get why people do it, but I can't do that. There's just something about it. It's kind of weird because it makes me like Booker's posts less. Like, I don't like. There's things that Patrick writes that I won't like because I'm afraid it's gonna make me look like I'm just kissing this dude's ass.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know. But
I've done that a few times. I only like a few things with Patrick because I don't want to look like I like everything you do because I want to get booked.
Yeah, dude, it's comics, like, come on. We really are just fucking spineless assholes, you know?
But that makes me hate comics more, that they do that shit.
Yeah.
Like that shit. We were talking about somebody else that does it. It's like, you're a fucking
That phony. Was actually the person that was the original conversation between me and Lewis.
Wait, I want to hear it in my ear because I want to make sure that it is. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'll fucking name him by name. I don't have a problem with it.
It makes me just follow them. It makes me. It's like, you're a fucking phony motherfucker.
Jonas! God damn it. I love Jonas, right? I love him. Okay,
but
Jonas,
the second I saw her post that she's Booker, it was like, countdown till Jonas comments.
Countdown till Jonas gives her a public congratulations.
I read a whole big thing about it. She's the best.
Jonas, my problem with Jonas, and I really like Jonas. Jonas was on Hammer Fisting for a while, and he's going to be back on another Hammer Fisting show soon. Yeah, Karen, yeah, move over a little bit. She's just leaning away from Scopo. I get it. Jonas is the fucking man. Jonas is really funny, and he's really good on radio. I helped him get a job over at SiriusXM, so he's doing the MMA programming. He's fucking great, but he has a lot of that in him where he's just like, I mean, I remember Marissa got her promotion at SiriusXM. He had just met her like a week before, and he wrote this long diatribe about how nobody is more deserving of a... And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's so uncomfortable.
I know, and I want to tell him because he's my fucking buddy, and I'm like, dude, stop doing
someone
that
send him
shit.
This?
I think you just did tell him.
I did. Oh, whatever. We'll get him on the show. You know what? Fine. Jonas, come on the show next week. We're gonna fucking have an intervention. A stop kissing Booker's ass intervention for Jonas. I got to do a thing with him over the Cinderblock Comedy Festival. Because he posted on his wall. Did we talk about the Cinderblock Comedy Festival?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah, we did. So he posted on his wall. He's like, if anybody's got a problem with this, just don't fucking submit. Blah, 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 blah. These are great people that aren't trying to line their pockets. I was like, no, they are specifically trying to line their pockets with young comedians' money. Okay? If you're running a comedy festival and your day zero promotion is, let me try to make $20,000 off of comedians, that's fucked up. Okay? When you're running a comedy festival, which we are running a comedy festival, go to Skankfest this June. We don't have an official date, but I believe we're going to announce it on Tuesday on Legion of Skanks. Skankfest will be this June at the Creek in the Cave. What do you do? You book great comics, you sell tickets, you market it the right way, you do the right things for it, and that's how you make money. But to start off saying, oh, all of our money is going to come from young comedians who are just desperate for stage time. Because what they're doing is they're taking advantage of the fact that $20, it's not that much money, and there's thousands of comics that are desperate for stage
time.
Yeah,
and they also say, like, oh, agents will be in the crowd. And they'll be like, oh, my God, agents, yeah.
Which is just fucking bullshit. It's just horseshit, okay? And I know that the Boston Comedy Festival started that way. They do these submission fees. There are a couple festivals that ended up being real things that, you know, you actually get real opportunities from. But even them, I've never paid a submission fee for any type of comedy festival, anything like that, ever. That's not the way the industry works. You don't pay to play. You know, Karen, do you do those things, submissions?
No, I'm too lazy.
Yeah. I can't do it. What about you, Zach? Now?
No.
No.
I submitted my film to film festivals.
Do you have to pay to do that?
Yeah.
See, that's fucked up too. It's the same thing. And the problem is because we're not in that industry, really it's people that are inexperienced. So really what happens is any comic who's ever done anything would never pay a submission fee to go and do that. And the same thing with people who make fucking movies and people who are making, you know, who are filmmakers. You cross a certain threshold and you go, oh yeah, well that entire system is designed just to make money off of the youngest, most desperate people in the industry, and that's
fucked up.
No,
but even big ones like Sundance and stuff, yeah. That's just kind of how they pay to get the whole thing. Like,
that's how they fund the festival. I mean, it's more work. We're not talking like microphones and stages.
Most
like,
of those showing film. And film festivals don't usually cost money to go see.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so I'm speaking out of place here because I don't know.
I would like to say, though, Troma Dance Film Festival, my company's film festival, completely free to go to and to submit to.
There we go. That's the right way to do it.
That's the right way to fucking do it, guys. I'm sorry. You gotta, you know, I could never in a million years, I couldn't make money off of one of my peers. That just seems fucking crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? Just like it's people who do bringer shows. It's people who do comedy classes. You know,
like Zenobia.
Are we just calling people out? We're just calling people out of the show today.
Nothing makes me mad when you get an email that's like, "Hey, I would love to have you on my show," and you're like, "Cool," and they're like, "Just bring 7 people," and you're like, "Go fuck yourself."
Yeah. And what's funny is,
I don't care what famous comic your dad is
in the. In the comedy industry, you're technically becoming a bringer. So the idea is eventually when you become a headliner and you go out to clubs around the country, it's dependent on how many people you could bring to the show, whether or not you're getting booked. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like people are putting, I don't mean to get all inside baseball here, but a bringer show is when you first start out in comedy, there's these people who say, all right, we'll give you 5 minutes of stage time if you bring 10 friends. And basically your friends spend $10 each. They got to buy 2 drinks. Yeah. Everybody's making money off of you and your friends. And you're supposed to just go, oh, cool. I got 5 minutes of stage time. That's what I get out of it. And they have all these false promises about industry being there or the bookers of the clubs being there. If you're a comic doing a bringer show, okay, and you're bringing friends to a show, and you don't know that that's not the way things work, you are never going to get past at that club. You're not at a place where you would get past there. Any real comedy club in New York City isn't going to start working in paid spots a guy who's doing bringer shows. What they're going to do is they're going to pass your name around to other bringer producers, and people are just going to use you until your friends will no longer come out. So after 4 or 5 bringer shows, then your friends go, oh, dude, it's really hard to watch you suck at comedy, so I don't want to come out anymore. Yeah. And then you just start doing the open mics. So just skip that shit. And then what happens is your friends think you suck at comedy for 10 years. That's it. I remember one of my biggest mistakes ever was bringing all my friends out when I first started doing comedy.
Me too.
Because now I have a lot of friends who like never come out to shows, and it's because they remember how much I sucked 10 years ago, and they don't want to sit through their friend just having an awful time. You know how uncomfortable it is to watch somebody you know bomb at comedy? Awful. Did you ever do any bringer shows, Karen?
Yeah, when I first started.
Yeah.
I did like one.
Yeah. The last bringer I did, it just gave me a sense of how scumbaggy people are. I did a you had to bring 10 people, and if you bring 10 people, you get a free DVD. I bought 9, and the guy wouldn't give me a free DVD.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, 9 people, one person off, and he wouldn't give me a free DVD.
Yeah,
it was like that's how you know that people are scumbags.
It's all fucked up, dude. That whole just entertainment in general. I mean, you know, I shouldn't even complain necessarily, because the truth is, there should be somewhat of a barrier of entry. So if you make things a little bit harder for people to get into comedy, I guess that's not really a bad thing overall. But they're not even presenting it like, oh yeah, this is a hard thing. They're taking advantage of people by pretending that there's going to be industry there, by taking money directly out of their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking gross.
If you're going to work that hard to get your friends there, find a bar and throw your own bar show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the better way to do it, yeah.
That's it. And then what'll happen is you could put other comics on your show that are also running other bar shows.
And that's how you get more stage time.
And that's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. So, real quick, let's get into Matty Jester Skulls' MMA segment of the day.
Here's your go-to for all things in the world of MMA. It's the Matty Jester Skulls Hammer Fisting segment of the day. Let's go!
What's up, Matty?
Hi, guys.
Have you calmed down?
I'm fine. We'll talk later.
Oh, will we? Maddie's going to give me a talk later, guys.
You're in trouble.
All right, so we're sandwiched in between just basic updates. Your buddy Michael Bisping was victorious in his
fight against Anderson Silva.
Yeah.
So I figured you might want to jump into that if he has any, what his plans are going forward, if you know anything.
Okay.
You have the inside skinny, so I'll throw it to you.
Bisping did defeat Anderson Silva.
Thing number one, he has to get his bearings back after getting his fucking face kneed in.
Yeah. Look, I know that he's just getting hammered for the past week or two weeks now. Wait a minute, didn't we have...
It was last week.
Yeah. That was Saturday.
It was the day after we did the last show.
Yeah,
Saturday, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess it was. Okay, so, I know that he's in England right now. He took off some time. He won a decision, but, I mean, really close decision just because of how hurt he got in that third round. I know that he called out Nick Diaz, and I haven't had a chance to talk to him about that specifically yet, but... Look, man, here's the thing. Michael Bisping, at this point, he's never had a title shot. I know for a fact, I've spoken to him about this off air, he wants to be a UFC champion. And at the very least, I know that that is the number one goal, to actually get that title shot. So I don't know that a fight with Nick Diaz would be worthwhile. Like, obviously, if you beat Nick Diaz, he's such a famous fighter and he has so much heat and people love watching his fights. Obviously, he's not going to... It's not like he goes down in rankings at all. But I don't think it really... get you any closer to the title shot.
Fighting a 170 pounder, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, really the fact that he beat Anderson Silva, I think it kind of warrants a title shot.
Yeah.
But from a pure fan's perspective, Diaz versus Michael Bisping is a fucking crazy fun fight.
I rewatched the Bisping fight. I thought it was completely one-sided.
With Anderson?
In Bisping's favor.
I agree. I mean, look, he won, and I watched the fight three times at this point. He won rounds 1, 2, and 4. Very easily. He got caught at the end of round 3, which was a questionable knee. He was looking at the referee. It was a little bit cheap.
Him being a dope, yep.
Yep. And then he lost the 5th round, but he was hurt by that knee. He didn't win the 5th round.
No, I disagree.
Well, you're wrong.
Agree to disagree. I think you're wrong.
So, dude, the plan for Michael Bisping, I believe right now, is to take some time off, reevaluate what he's got to do. If I had to guess, he's going to end up getting a number one contender fight against,
maybe Vitor?
Yeah, maybe Vitor is the fight. That seems to make a lot of sense. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Here's your question. You think Anderson Silva is done?
No.
No?
I think he looked good. I think Anderson looked as good as he's looked in a long time.
I think he looked terrible.
You're crazy.
I think he looked terrible. He had a year layoff, granted, but
he's older. He's 39.
He lost a step for sure.
He's 40 years old. He looked better than he did than in the Nick Diaz fight. I think it was Bisping's style that took Anderson Silva off of his game.
Yeah.
He ended up keeping Anderson Silva backing up, nonstop jabs, nonstop kicks. It was a high volume fight, and we saw that in the Chris Weidman fight. That's the way that you need to fight Anderson Silva, okay? And I don't think that Anderson looked bad at all. I think he looked way better in this fight than he did against Nick Diaz. He seemed like he had as much power as he's ever had. But I also wouldn't be surprised if he ended up getting caught for steroids again. I think a lot of these guys, if they're used to using steroids and he's 40 years old and he's training, I think that, where there's smoke, there's fire. If a guy gets popped once, I have real questions.
That's not the first time he's done it.
Well, it's definitely not the first time he's done it.
He looked a lot softer to me.
Yeah.
In this most recent one.
We'll see, man. But yeah, solid fight. Obviously, this weekend, it's going to be Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz. Got a little bit of inside information that Nate Diaz looks soft, and he's not prepared for this fight. That's what I heard from my friends out in Vegas.
We'll find out tonight at the weigh-ins how he looks.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell when Nate's going to lose a fight almost just by how he looks at the weigh-ins and how he looks in the... If he's doughy, he's losing that fight.
I mean, luckily, styles make fights. Nate Diaz, he could catch him, hurt him, and choke him the fuck out, but...
I think he's too flat-footed.
Yeah, we'll see what's up, man. It's he's a plus 380 underdog.
It's not a terrible bet.
Yeah, we're putting $100 on him if you guys want some of that action. Mm. So if you win, you get back a total of $480, a $380 profit. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Who do you got with Holly and Misha, real quick?
Pick Misha.
Yeah?
Karen, you're coming to watch fights, right?
Yeah, can't wait.
Are you excited about the female fights?
Yes.
There we go.
I want Holly Holm to win because I want a rematch.
Yeah, look, it's way better for the UFC if Holly Holm wins, but in a weird way, I'm one of these guys who I like when UFC's A-plan gets spoiled.
I think Holly get the rematch no matter what, though. They have to do it. But
if she loses her title,
at one point, but no, not really. Why would they have to do it again?
What would she have to do? Maybe fight one time in between if she loses?
If she loses...
I mean, she fucking head-kicked, knocked out Ronda Rousey. You have to have that fight again at some point.
No, you don't necessarily have to have that fight again at one point.
Semantics, you don't have to, but who...
Yeah, look, I'm with you. I want to see that fight.
What's your argument against it, though? What would be the argument against it?
The argument against it is if Misha Tate wins, right?
You have her fight Ronda, I guess.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey beats Misha,
right,
and then Holly loses again. That fight will never happen. They're not just going to give Holly another title shot coming off of losing her title.
What do you mean? Oh, I'm saying she might have to fight one time if she loses the Misha.
I'm saying there, it could.
But you don't see that rematch happening down the road?
Maybe. I'm saying that there's no guarantee that fight's going to happen, is what I'm saying.
I guess.
Yeah. So it all it takes is Holly to lose. If Holly loses and then loses again, Holly's fucking gone. She's bounced.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
We have to watch Misha versus Ronda Rousey again for no fucking reason.
I'm surprised the UFC's actually having Holly Holm fight because the rematch of Holly and Ronda would be so big.
Ronda wasn't ready.
Well, the problem is Ronda was going to take
forever. Yeah, I know, yeah.
She's out in November, that sucks. It looks like. So.
Yeah, I mean, look, the UFC, they know what they're doing. I think that they've realized a while ago that you can't control all these variables. There's too many ways to lose. So Brock Lesnar's eventually going to get kicked in the ribs and fucking not want to fight anymore. Anderson Silva's going to snap his leg. GSP is going to get beat up by Johnny Hendricks and disappear. Your champions, you can only get so much out of them. So it seems like the UFC, they've recognized when somebody's hot, take advantage of them, get them to fight as much as possible, put them in people's faces as much as possible, because one day they might get their fucking head kicked off like Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, didn't Conor fight in December?
Yeah, Conor. That's quick. But that's what they're doing. They're
13
just,
seconds.
Yeah, dude, they're fucking throwing Conor. They keep on throwing me out, keep on throwing me out, because they know eventually
he'll lose and that's it.
He'll lose.
Yeah.
He's the Irish one, right?
Yeah, he's the Irish one.
So cute. Mm-hmm.
Are you really into that?
Yeah,
I you like think he's Irish cute?
Guys, yeah.
What? I thought you liked blacks.
I like them all. Black Irish. Black.
You're black Irish, right?
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. What else going on?
Real fast. Conor knows how to sell a fight, though. I was watching the not the weigh-in, but the press conference.
Oh, you know what? Actually, pull that up really quick while we're here. Pull up the Conor
slap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
well,
he
it wasn't
knows.
A slap. It was a punch.
Yeah, maybe.
He knows how to fucking sell a fight, man.
Yeah, they had a yesterday they had a press conference, and at the end of it, they had like a face-off, and Nate Diaz like put his fist in Conor's face. Watch this.
I don't have it ready. Just hang on.
You got it, buddy. I know you
do. It's going to take a second.
No, it's not. You got it. I know you got it, bro.
For a UFC fan who's not like you, he's a much watch. I have to see his fights.
Of course. Here we go. Is this it, Matty?
Hang on. Yep.
Well,
it's always gonna take a. Get past these ladies.
There we go. Oh, Misha's hot though. Look at that.
I love them both.
Misha's ass might be the nicest ass. Before we leave the show, we got to show everyone Misha's ass.
Yeah.
Because it's out of control.
Intestines taste like.
Don't be disrespectful.
Is that rude?
Already.
Sorry.
All right, here it is, guys. All right, turn the volume up.
It's they muted it out. I'm going to pull the Instagram video if I could.
No, it's fine. Just do that.
That's
fine.
The one that has
look,
sound.
He hit his hand. How fucking crazy is that? He punched him. Which, by the way, it's very dangerous to do that. He literally gave a fucking hook to his hand. He punched his hand. You could break somebody's hand
all
like
those
that.
Little bones in the back of the hand.
Yeah, dude. I mean, let me tell you something. You do that to somebody, you break their hand, that fight is gone. Do you know how pissed off the UFC would have been if he broke his hand? Do you have any idea?
Very.
Wait, why did they mute it out?
I don't. Sometimes they mute out like the stare downs, and then I guess they brought it back when this all happened. But there's really nothing crazy else that's going on. I mean, just a lot of.
Amazing. But as a guy who has only watches certain things, like I'm watching that, like holy fuck, I need to see this fight now. This is fantastic. This is going
to
be awesome.
I have that girl's butt.
Sure you are.
I swear really to God. Is.
Pull up Misha Tate's ass before we get out of here, because we're going to get out of here in a minute. Do our plugs.
Okay, I got it.
Let's see. Just pull up images. Her butt, right, Maddie. Her butt. Listen to me. There's one. Just type in Misha Tate butt. Don't type in Misha Tate.
Misha Tate ass comes right up.
Yeah, boom. Right there. Fight Magazine. That first one. Done. No, the second one's the best. Let's get real. Look at this, dude. Now, Misha Tate, she's real deal fucking hot, dude. Look at that. God damn it, dude. That's the ESPN nude magazine.
The body issue, yeah.
Yeah. To be honest with you, the UFC probably, if they wanted somebody to win, they'd rather Misha be the champion than Holly Holm. Yeah, because she's fucking smoking hot. She's been a champion of Strikeforce before. She actually has personality. She can create interest in a fight. She coached the Ultimate Fighter. Holly Holm, she's just kind of been a little bit of a dud in terms of the media thing.
Didn't Misha already lose to Ronda?
Yeah.
I thought they would want Holly to win.
They
to
want
make
that.
This
they
super fight.
And that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying they want. If you're going to choose somebody to be your champion and ambassador for the
more
sport,
more charismatic person.
You want the person who's a little bit more charismatic. So, you know, look.
Holly Holm seems like one of those girls that was raised in a bunker. Like, she doesn't know how to speak to people and think on her feet.
Yeah, and by the way, I almost feel bad for her because unfortunately there's just not enough competition in female MMA. So unfortunately, they're kind of giving her this responsibility of carrying the sport on her shoulders, and she doesn't have the charisma or the type of personality to do that. Ronda Rousey was super enigmatic, super personable. She had this it factor about her, and Holly Holm just kind of has this blank stare on her face. So, but look, if she keeps on winning and keeps on beating the shit out of women, maybe eventually she'll have a tipping point. All right, guys, let's get some fucking plugs out of the way. Scopo, what do you got coming up?
This Thursday, come to the New York Comedy Club for cold beer. We got a great lineup. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's like all I got right now. Okay. I'm thinking in my head.
Karen, anything to plug?
March 11th, I'm at Bitches Brew in Park Slope. My film is screening at the Boston Underground Film Festival, March 26th. Oh, watch True TV for Molly Austin's stuff because I'm in her music videos.
Nice.
That's it.
Good stuff. Karen looking hot in a dress.
Yeah.
What's good?
Also, I'm at Laugh It Up Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie, March 19th with Aaron Berg.
Oh, nice. Fuck yeah, dude. Good stuff, man. Laugh It Up. Good club. Go,
man, Zach. I got fucked up at that club.
Yeah.
It was a good time. Oh, that was a fun time, though.
Oh, boy. March 8th, I am at Bar None for my buddy's birthday. March 9th, me and Lewis are going to be on the Kumia Show on anthonycumia.com. March 11th, I am at the Creek in the Cave for the Naked Show. I am so excited.
And also, let me say this. We can announce that Zach is going to be the host of Naked Roast Battle at Skankfest this year. We're combining New York's hottest shows, The Naked Show and The Roast Battle. And I believe, you know what, I won't say, but we have the first roast, I believe, set up already.
I'm excited to hear.
Before I confirm.
And then, as always, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny, and follow me on Snapchat, ZachAmico's Dick. Thank you to all the Real Ass fans who have been sending me pictures of other fat guys with glasses thinking that's hilarious.
Okay, guys, make sure you go to GomezComedy.com, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Got dates in Portland, Oregon, coming up in April. Check out the Legion of Skanks podcast, obviously, on AnthonyCumia.com, and The Countdown on SiriusXM's Rush 93. Guys, thanks for listening to the Real Ass Podcast today. Good show, guys.
Good times.
Fun times.
Great memories.
As always, guys, great times. And make sure you also check out all the other shows on Gas Digital. Guys, Gas Digital Network, the website is going to be launching next week. We're going to be doing some beta testing. So if you guys are interested, shoot me an email, lewis@gomezcomedy.com. Maybe I can get you guys a password and check some shit out. We're going to go. Peace.
That's all, folks.